I am Alan.
I am Emily.
We are the reporters from 4B.
Emily, do you like reading?
Yes, I do. I like reading fairy tales best. I want to share a book called Little Red Riding Hood. Little Red Riding Hood is a classic fairy tale that teaches us to be careful and not to trust strangers. It also reminds us to be brave and to always listen to our parents. The story is full of lessons that can be applied to our daily lives. What about you, Alan? Do you like reading?
I really enjoy reading too. I like reading adventure story best. I want to share the book called Interwatenka, written by Jane Yolen. The book is about a cow and a chicken crossing the road. It is quite funny. I like the cow a lot.
In fact, I think many of 4B classmates like reading too.
That's true. And they want to share their favorite book with us. Let's hear what they are going to share.
Let's go and find out.
Hi everyone, I am Joey. I want to share my favorite English story with you. It's called Grandma's Girl, written by Susanna Lauren Hill. This story is about girls around the world having so many different leisure activities at home. They help their grandmas with different kinds of things, and they have different feelings whether it is happy or sad. I like this book because I can learn about the girls' favorite leisure activities, and I can understand the girls' feelings.
Hi, I'm Ian. I want to share an English book with you. It's called The Buffalo, written by Julia Donaldson. In this story, there's a clever little mouse rolling stone the deep dark woods. It meets Buffalo, the monster. Buffalo wants to eat the mouse, but the mouse is very smart and scares the gavial away instead. I like this book because this book is very interesting.
Hi, I'm Rainy from Class 4B. The book I want to share is called Owl Diaries. It is about an owl called Eva. It's written by Rebecca Ellis. Eva doesn't like getting bored or asking for help. She has a bat, and her best friend Lucky always has a sleep over in her house. Eva Wiggle always has big ideas, like Bloomtastic Festival. She wants to set up a fashion show, a talent show, an art show, and a big O. Eva doesn't like asking for help, but this festival is a lot of work.
Hi, I am Cindy. I want to share this book with you. It is called Inside Out. It is adapted from the movie by Pixar Animation Studio. This story is about a little girl called Ravi. In her mind, there are five emotions: joy, sadness, disgust, anger, and fear. They control Ravi's mind. I want to share this book because the movie version of this book is also very interesting.
Hello everyone, I'm Jaden. I want to share a book called Football Stories. It was written by Alice Bellows and Benedetto. This book has different football stories. One of the chapters is about fantastic football player in Lionel Messi. I love this book because Messi is one of my favorite football players.
Hi everyone, my name is Dylan. I want to share the book called Robot Rabbit Boy Girl. The book's author is Thomas Pritchard. The book is about a boy who lives a car speaking, so the robot has to save the world. I want to share this book because it's humorous.
Hi, I'm Brian Chen. I want to share this book called Dog Man. This story is about a dog and a cat. The cat is a criminal and the dog is a cop. The cat uses a lot of ways to try to kill the dog, but it gets arrested in the end. I like this book because it is very funny.
Hello, I am Ellie. I want to share this book called Dog Man, A Table of Two Kitties. It was written by Lily Peggy. This book is about a cat who wants some other cat to help him. Then there was a little cat called Lily Pitta came to help him. I like the cat in the book. It's funny. The book is full of jokes.
I have recently read a book called Pokemon Alola Adventure. The owner is J.R.O.Q.Q. The book is about the character Ash. He wants to catch all the Pokemon to become the Pokemon Master. I want to share this book because it is interesting and I like Pokemon.
It's called Awesome Fairly Spooky Story, written by Jeff Kinney. There are 14 short stories about mummies, skeletons, ghosts, werewolves, and more. I definitely wasn't scared reading the story because all the stories are silly and funny. They make me laugh and also keep me interested. The pictures were great too. My favorite story was Goose Friend. It is about a friend who comes back as a goose and becomes his best friend again. This is a humorous and touching story about friendships.
Hi everyone, I'm Kimmy. I want to share my favorite English book, Under Pets. This story is about Joe wanting to have a pet, but his mom is afraid of animals, so he doesn't have any chance of keeping a pet. I like this book because it's very interesting and fantastic. I read this book many times at home.
Hello everyone, I'm Pedro. I want to share a book with you. It's called Jifu, the Dinosaur, written by Charles Pei. This book is about a dinosaur dinosaur called Goofy. He wants to grow up, so he tries to do everything by himself. I like this book very much because I want to grow up quickly, like Goofy.
I'm Mimi. I want to share a book that I recently read. It's called Ocean Planet by Colton Torrance. The story is about oceans. Most of the planet Earth is covered in water, and 97% of that water is salty. A sea is a part of the ocean that is nearest to land. It's almost surrounded by land. I want to share this book because I love ocean. I want to see how beautiful it is under the sea.
Hi, I am Jason. I want to share a book that I have recently read. That is imaginative. It's called Mutants
Minifigure
Mayhem. Written by Beth Dyson. This story is about Nego. The Nego things are having a party. We can see various kinds of Nego in this book. I like this book because I like Nego very much.
Hello, I'm Hughie. I want to share my favorite book called Sherlock Holmes, The Phantom Cry, written by Lyholm. It's about a little boy called Craig. His grandfather died in a small room, and Sherlock helps him find who kills his grandfather. It's a very exciting story.
Hi everyone, I'm Adonia. I want to share a book that I have recently read. It's called Super Mario, written by Yukio Sawada. This story is about Super Mario games from crazy to classic. Mario and his friends go on adventures that travel through many worlds. I want to share this book because it's very funny and exciting. I like this book because I like playing Mario games.
Hi, I'm Martin Lam. Today I want to share a book named Poison Game. Because the book is so exciting, so I want to share it to all of you. The book is about an adventure with Joe, Charlie, and the writer. Every day after school, the writer plays video games. One night, he dropped into a mystery world. It was full of dragons, giant spiders, and grizzly bears. Oh! He entered the legendary game, Legendary Adventure. It's not a game. He would get hurt or lose his life if he failed the challenge. He must pass each level carefully. Finally, he did it, and he could go back to a real world. The writer learned a lesson. We should never get addicted to video games.
Hi everyone, I'm Archie. I want to share my favorite book with you. It's called Super Rabbit's Boy Blast Off, written by Thomas Finchfong. This story is about a clever rabbit called Super Rabbit's Boy. In the story, Super Rabbit's Boy was upgrading his rockets to beat King Freaking, a very bad person. The rocket has 11 levels. Super Rabbit's Boy met lots of new people in order to upgrade his rocket. In the end, Super Rabbit's Boy saved everyone in the animal town in the space. I want to share this book because it is exciting and interesting. It makes me laugh.
Hi, I am Tracy. I like to share the book called Cinderella. It is about Cinderella who always lives unhappily with her evil stepmother and king stepsister. Luckily, she met three fairies and her dream came true in the end.
Hi everyone, I'm Brian Lam. I want to introduce this book, 100 Fast Flight, to all of you. The author of this book is Miss Lee. This book tells us information about flight, which includes the plane engines, the biggest plane in the world, the most powerful fighter jets, helicopters, the early days of flight, and the first flight in the world. I want to share this book, and I like this book because it is my first book about planes, and I like planes very much.